Today marks the 9th anniversary of International Day on Zero Tolerance for Female Genital Mutilation, FGM. The objective of the day is to call international, regional, national and community attention to efforts needed to free women and girls from the adverse effects of FGM and to accelerate action towards its total elimination. In a statement, the Inter-African Committee on Harmful Traditional Practices Against Women and Girls called on member states to provide support for efforts to adopt the draft resolution to ban FGM worldwide. The draft will be submitted to the 66th session of the General Assembly of the UN. The statement commended member states and African Union initiatives to ban FGM and the efforts to pursue the necessary steps for the full implementation of the Maputo Protocol. It, however, expressed deep concern at the continued practice of FGM in spite of numerous campaigns over the last 30 years. The statement called on the UN General Assembly to adopt the resolution and provide the necessary recommendations and guidelines for the development and strengthening of regional and international legal instruments and national legislations. Meanwhile, the Director of Family Health of the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Gloria Kwanza, has appealed to people who practice female genital mutilation, FGM, to stop because of the dire health implications it has on the victims. She cited excessive bleeding and the high level of disease infection as examples. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Dr. Kwanza said the practice has been outlawed and anybody caught will be prosecuted. She spoke to Yaya Kwamwa.
It's a dangerous thing to do, and there are various grades of it, from actually douching with caustic or harsh chemicals up to the cutting parts of the external genitalia of a female. And the health implications are many. First one is that the girl or the woman can be dead after it has been done. Or they can have an infection. Sometimes they can even have tetanus and other infections and die. And those who do not die have carrying, they have scars, and it's difficult to even have sex. Do not enjoy sex a lot of times because of tightness. And then the worst part is also when they are having babies, they can have a very bad taste, which do not heal, which lead to a lot of bleeding and also infection again and other forms of illnesses.
Is it because of the way the female genital is mutilated in unscientific manner, or process or the act itself is illegal?
The whole thing has been outlawed because it should not be done. And it's a dangerous thing. The health board and other NGOs and others have to come together, and that is what is actually happening. People are being educated, communities are being educated. In the schools, young girls are being educated on it. So they even report people who do it.
Are you able to tell us the number of cases that have been reported to the hospital as of now?
I cannot say for sure now, but the number has certainly reduced. The number of women who have come with female genital cutting to deliver others has actually reduced tremendously.
The Director of Family Health of the Ghana Health Services, Dr. Gloria Kwanza.